In a press conference held in front of the state liquor store, a massive campaign got underway to eliminate underage drinking. 3D images are erected at each of the liquor stores in Park City, depicting skiers and snowboarders hitting rocks and walls. A metaphor, says Art Brown of the Parents Empowered Group, for what happens to teens who make drinking a part of their, quote, training routine. With a new partnership with the U.S. Ski and Snowboard Association, Brown says teenage drinking will cost a gold, silver, or bronze medal, both in competition and in life.
Regardless how you feel about the laws, I can tell you alcohol acts the same on the teen brain, and it can do it some short and long-term damage. And not only that, it will knock you off the podium. Your gold medal will go, your silver medal, your bronze medal. And that's the same way with life, with these teens. And when you get alcohol into your system and it becomes a part of your routine, it is really going to take you out of your pattern.
Parents Empowered is a group that gives the science behind what underage drinking does to a teenage brain and says the responsibility is on the parents. It gives a three-step program to help parents prevent underage drinking. Park City Police Chief Wade Carpenter says those steps are bonding, boundaries, and monitoring.
Bonding would be obviously creating those relationships with our children from a young age. And if we don't have those relationships, we need to create them. Find out what's going on in their lives. Boundaries are very strict and they're unbending. We need to let our children know what our expectations are, and certainly monitoring. That means that we need to find out where our children are at and kind of what they're up to.
He said a recent survey of parents in this community shows that 91% say monitoring kids would be helpful in curtailing teenage drinking, but only 36% of parents said they would actually be willing to do the monitoring. Carpenter goes on to say that underage drinking is becoming a more serious problem.
I'd like to talk to you about something right now that most of you already know. Teens that drink are drinking to get drunk. They're not drinking to have a cocktail after work. They're not drinking a glass of wine with dinner. If they have the opportunity to get their hands on alcohol, they're drinking, and they're drinking a lot of it. Underage drinking is a serious issue among the youth in our communities. Studies show now that in our communities that binge drinking is beginning as early as sixth grade.
Park City Mayor Jack Thomas said that 40% of the alcohol that teens get is from their own homes, either supplied by parents or easily taken from them.
In Park City, we have a variety of social interpretations, a variety of social mores, a hierarchy of different philosophies about drinking. But we only have one set of laws. And no matter what your philosophy is, we're still held to that same set of laws. So if you offer a party for your children in your household, you're inviting the consequences and the services of the fine officers behind me, prosecuting attorneys, and the courts. And there's nothing that I can do or any other parents can do to deal with those consequences. You're also choosing the consequences and impacts to their career, their futures, and their health.
Luke Bodensteiner is the VP of Athletics for the USSA. He said his organization reached out to the Parents Empowered Group to help guide the USSA in how to approach this serious issue.
We put a lot of kids and a lot of athletes into our programs, and many of those kids and athletes have to spend a significant time on the road away from their families, whether it's on the road for competition or for training here at the Center of Excellence in Park City, where we have both local kids and kids from around the country. This is an environment where it's incumbent upon us as an organization to provide those athletes with the support that they need to avoid underage drinking.
That's Luke Bodensteiner of the USSA. You can find out more about the science of underage drinking at parentsempowered.org. They say to also point out to your teens those 3D signs around town and the messages about underage drinking. I'm Lynn Ware Peak, KPCW News.